What is going on, guys, and welcome to the Floating Island Podcast.
What the fuck is up with my life? Now I wanna make up my wife. I wanna grow old and crazy. Give all the money to the baby. Now I wanna waste my...
Alright. Well, as always, I hope you guys are having a great day, month, week, year, whatever you're having. I hope you're having it fantastic, whatever. Fucking, I'm higher than a giraffe as fucking always, man. I love it. I'm fucking so high. I can barely see the fucking ground. What's up, Charles? How you doing?
Doing all right, man. Just chill on the couch. It's a very comfy couch.
Yeah, contemplating life and shit over there.
Definitely analyzing matter and how it ferments itself around me.
What the fuck?
Well, yeah, things are constantly moving and vibrating, then technically, yeah. Even at its own state of rate of decay, even though it's years so and years, like, depending on the material. But technically, right now, at its state of rate, it's decaying, it's fermenting its own particles.
So, like, this table just slowly falling apart, slow.
Yeah, it's a very, very slow process. But you can watch it. I mean, I see it.
You see it?
Yeah, I see it. Everything is not the best synonym, but tingling.
Oh, you touch a table and it feels like it's vibrating?
Yeah, everything has a different feel.
Bro, dude, people are going to experiment on you.
Maybe, probably, all of the left side of the brain.
Just telling you, bro. The FBI is going to listen to this and fucking they're going to be like, grab the guy. He can feel Adam's move.
It's okay. I'm a donor on my driver's license, so. Technically.
Yeah, but they can't, like, kill you, bro. But, like, they just nabbed you up.
I wouldn't be surprised if they put my brain in a tank and then they do an experiment.
Like, you're about to go to Oregon, like, for your whole business and stuff. Fucking... Like, you never know, bro. They're just going to nab you on the way.
Maybe they've just been watching this entire time.
Now I'm never even going to know, bro. I'm going to think you went to Oregon, but really fucking in, like, the basement under the White House. And they're screaming. They're like, make these atoms vibrate.
Everything already vibrating.
I mean, I'm...
I know what you mean.
Feel these atoms. I don't know.
They're like, we need...
Can you move them? Oh, wait, of course you can move them. Can you... Of course you can manipulate them, too. I don't know with this weird thing. Does anything
else weird happen? You remember that ring...
Can you run
experiment that
too?
I showed you?
Yeah,
you take two rings, steel or tungsten, whatever, and you hold them with all tips of your fingers and you rub it just back and forth, not touching the rings next to each other. You'll actually be able to play with the field of your own force. So, I mean, yeah, you can play with it, move it, you can grab antennas, enhance its own field for signal.
Dude, super fascinating stuff, dude. Stuff that I definitely do not understand. Because, like, you talked about, like, what, making a fucking force field?
Yeah.
Like shit that you see in Star Wars.
Stuff that excites the imagination. It's possible if you can learn...
How are we gonna make a fucking force field, dog?
Well, think about it right now. What do we already deal with that propagates a field? Your planet.
Okay.
Your planet propagates a field, and in that field we have gases, right? Tons and tons of gases compiling on itself. All the way down from gas, liquid, to matter, to maybe something even more uncomposed at the very center. But with all of that, there's an entire field of that. And on top of that, the entire planet is smoldering. It's fermenting. It's vaporizing by the sun's rays. So it's steaming. It's causing heat waves. It's causing fluctuation of force, right?
Right.
Okay. You combine fluctuation of force... And
so
matter.
Are you saying, like, you're gonna basically, so you're taking, like, the planet's atmosphere as the force field?
The
and
planet's
you're gonna remake that? So, like, you'd be basically every force field
I'm not
would be a tiny atmosphere?
I'm not remaking it. I'm only causing objects to form what they can, and then I'm manipulating the field that they affect.
Oh. Because, like, since we already have everything that...
It makes up the atmosphere.
You could just make it, but smaller and around whatever you
want. Yeah, you can manipulate your entire universe.
Making little atmospheres.
When and where and how is the biggest fun of it all.
That's what it is, making little atmospheres.
Exactly. You have one on your body. Like, if you take your finger,
But we can get through the Earth's atmosphere.
Yeah.
So how are you going to make it like, to be able to block a bullet?
Say that again?
Like, block a bullet. Like, I shoot a fucking 7.62 into the fucking force field. How are you going to block that?
Well, it depends on the field. How strong is the field? Is there a signal being produced inside the field that is causing it to elongate its shape or create an even tougher barrier? You know, are you sending radiations inside the field to create a vaporization field so anything that passes through it demolishes and breaks down into the fabric of fuck knows? Like, there's so many things that you could do, but what am I working with here?
You know, Charles, are you an alien?
I am a sapien, just like the rest of you. Different species of sapien, but I am a sapien just like all of you.
You remind me of like a Tony Stark dude. You're wearing like even like armor mod right now that you're like creating and stuff. Tell me a little about like your business though. You're about to go to Oregon, bro, to start that. They gave you money to get a warehouse and equipment and employees and all that stuff. So, bro, like fucking tell me. I want to know.
So, I am getting a field in which I can do my experiments. I don't have any employees. Technically, I am the company. I'm the idea. I am the very form of it. I'm Batman. Mm. Kind of symbolize and collectively putting that all together, I am the company. I am the alpha morphic. I'm a morphic sapien.
I am Iron Man.
All my inventions are...
See, Tony Stark.
Yeah. All my inventions are me. Everything that I am as a being, whether it be the form of matter, the body I use, or my spirit, I am building these inventions based upon who I am psychologically inside my mind.
Right.
Yeah.
So, okay, tell me, what are you going to be doing in Oregon?
Oregon, we're going to be developing...
So you're saying we, though. Who's we?
Certain personnels that I can work with.
Heck yeah.
I can't say names.
They're classified. I told you, bro. FBI are going to be experimenting on this dude later.
I can't say names. I can just answer everyone on the planet. There you go. That's who's going to be helping me. Everyone on the planet.
Yeah, but okay, so what are some of these experiments you guys are going to be doing?
Some of them are going to be increasing defense purposes for a lot of our civilians in the United States. You know, whether we have an attack from space or from another country or from within, I think that it's...
You said space?
Yeah.
Like aliens?
Well, yeah.
Do you believe aliens are going to fucking come down and invade?
We have a ton of them on our planet already.
Oh, we're going down the rabbit hole. We're going down. Explain, sir. We'll go back to your company.
Note. That's fine. Let's go to the rabbit. Okay.
A side note. I'm sorry. I have to. You said from space, and I immediately was like, "This man's talking about alien invasion." But you believe they're already among us, like heavily among us.
Well, you've already categorized at least a good 80% of it on the planet. You named it dog. You named it cat, whale.
Animals are fucking aliens?
Before you even knew what they were creatures. They were unknown forms, UFOs.
They didn't come from space, though. Dinosaurs didn't come from space.
You only don't know that because you don't know how they originated.
I mean, I guess if we go along the
line of evolution, not saying that I believe in it completely, but if we follow that line, we have no idea where the further foremost creature that developed into what it is now came from. All you know that its longest genetic form...
big-ass dinosaurs.
The longest genetic form that survived on this planet just happens to habitate in certain areas. And it's already on this planet.
But we're talking about UFO kind of aliens. Like, those dinosaurs were already on the Earth. Yeah, we do. We can draw them where they came from, can't we? Fossils and fucking...
That just means they died there.
Yeah, but where's their spaceships then?
Who said they had spaceships?
How are they aliens?
Aliens don't need just spaceships. We developed the idea that it's spaceships, but to other creatures...
You said coming from space, though.
Space means that there's ultimate, definite variants of how a ship could look. It could look like a meteorite. It could look like a form of a cell traveling through space.
So you're saying like maybe a meteorite hit with all these fucking dinosaur-looking creatures, and they just inhabited the Earth?
Yeah.
I can see that.
We as a creature believe in the isolation of a proper projectile that can fly and form through space at certain speeds. Yes, we've seen images and things of extraterrestrial ships, and so we've gone along with it even more. But to really think about it, that's only one variation of the universe that understands how to fly through space. If you try to pull yourself out of the human version and look at the other billions and trillion other variations, there's probably one that's made out of rock that has a vibrant displacement in space and can travel, and the creatures develop their own internal community inside of it. Like, there's so many variations of how matter,
matter
can
know.
Fly through the universe. We only know of using thermal induction to cause our travel.
Yeah. You know, I do know a theory that's always true, though.
What?
You can always get higher.
That is starting to become a very true fact. Hanging out with you. May I?
Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you. I appreciate your service.
Always, bro. Always.
But yeah. If you go third person, if you were to sit here and kind of go third person from the planet and look at the entire species as just insects or however you want to characterize animalistically the human population, but also everything else on the planet, you know, you take that third person view, what do you see? What do you do with that information? You know, it depends on the person. It depends on the person. Depends on their psyche. You know, I'm a person who likes to break things apart and put it back together, and my entire mind does that with everything around me,
so
constantly.
You'd go, like, you'd freak out for like the chance of a UFO landed, and they're like, so and come reverse engineer this.
I'd be more.
They'll be breaking apart and put it back together.
I would love to definitely figure out how their ship does it. I would love to figure out how their clothes work. Do they even wear clothes? Do they even actually grow their own clothes on their body?
So,
like, they're so...
So do you believe in the fucking, like, you know, little gray aliens fucking abducting people and shit?
I believe if you can think it, it exists somewhere.
You think people are, like, getting abducted and shit? You believe in that type of shit?
It's possible.
I mean,
apparently it's already done on our planet with our own kind.
What?
I said, I don't doubt it. It's already been done and... still is being done with our own kind.
Yeah.
We do it to ourselves.
You're talking about, like, us abducting ourselves, like, you mean, like, sex trafficking and shit?
That and very other forms for experimentation. I mean, we already do it ourselves, so why not have a theory that there are other creatures that do it too?
Yeah, dude, the government definitely...
Is it just the grays? Who knows?
Up,
there could be the greens, the purples, the blues, and the invisibles. Who freaking knows?
That's true, man. The universe is just giant, bro.
There's it. Like I said, if you can think it exists... A good philosophy that I'm teaching myself is I have access to everything in the universe.
A clown dressed as a chicken, but it morphed into a rabbit. And it's the
what
size
came before the
of
egg?
A pea.
The chicken, the egg joke. What came before the egg? What made the embryo?
The mama chicken.
But the chicken doesn't exist without the egg, right?
Yes, no.
Yeah, so it morphed into something that created a shell for protection, then later evolved to a creature that can form out its own universe outside.
Imagine that, dude. Imagine, like, if, like, a chicken just pops out and it's like the shell as, like, armor and just walks around.
That'd be freaking awesome.
Just, like, walk around and, like, even as, like, a full grown chicken, it just, like, as protection, it goes back into, like, this giant, like, egg. It's like super hard, like, armadillo kind of skin type shit, bro.
First, I try to remember if I smoked. That'd be the first check, like, okay. Either this is really good stuff, or I'm really seeing stuff.
Oh, dude, the flower was bomb. That's tropical cookies. That's fucking
tropical cookies.
Dizzy. Yeah, it's like a sativa.
And that's just how the cookie crumbles.
That's how the cookie crumbles, bro. Because you can always get higher. Do drugs, kids. I'm just kidding.
No. If you're going to do something with it, don't just do it. That's the biggest scandal you guys fall for.
What about playing video games, man? Because you're talking about, like, going outside and shit.
Well, no. Like, video games, yeah. You're able to let loose and try to play a video game. But what I mean is, like, for me, you don't have to do it like me. I only say that I do this personally.
You go out and, like, hike and shit.
I actually experiment with how I get high. So I take...
You're going to turn into a lizard one day. You're going to experiment shit. You're going to be in a lab, fucking some... lab and boots. And you're like, I'm just gonna see how high this can get me. And bugging. Just. And like. Fucking Spider-Man's gonna have to come beat you up. Some shit.
I mean, I wouldn't say we go that far. I did think of a combination to make a happy pill. It's a little bit of psilocybin, blueberries, alcohol, and I wanted to do a small mixture amount of Adderall. is the happy pill. So you get to collectively access more of your cerebral because of the psilocybin.
The limitless pill?
I wouldn't say it's a limitless pill. I'd just say it's a happy pill.
So it just makes you super high?
It makes you very concentrated and allows you to operate at a lot more efficient level than what you're at right now.
But a happier level doing it.
Yeah. Yeah, because the psilocybin, enhances anything you add with it, correct?
Okay,
so a little bit of alcohol and Adderall, which is a downer and upper, makes your body feel loose, but you're more concentrated. And the blueberry is a good detoxin that I add to the mixture to add flavor.
Hmm. Wait, to add flavor, but it's like tiny pill?
Yeah, it's. I would say probably maybe a horse pill.
Pharmacy companies make so much money.
Like an omega pill size.
But pharmaceutical companies look evil. They're evil.
I think that they get to do what they want because they make the money.
Exactly. They evil, bro. They'd be like testing all sorts.
Evil.
They make most of their profit on for like testing like people, shit on kids, bro.
People allow it.
They don't. I mean, I can't say they allow it, bro.
Well, they're not doing something about it. If there's something done about it, then there's still
people do something. There's still about a lot going on. Power, dude. They get the money, bro.
There's not enough people doing it. That's what I'm saying.
I mean, I guess.
I wouldn't say a good 20% are trying to take out
money talks up there. Dog.
The hero 20% are trying to take out the upper 20%. It's
the hero 20%.
Yeah, because not yet.
Upper 20%.
Yeah. The 20% of humanity out of the 80% that try to be something of themselves in this world are trying to either take out, join, or mutually achieve the exact same as the upper
20%. Yeah. That's true.
Yeah. 80% on both sides are just stalemated.
Yeah. It's not sometimes people are actually fighting for the right shit.
Yeah. I'm not saying that.
In this fucked up world, man.
Not saying that there are evil corporations.
We're fucked, bro. I'm going to need some of your custom armor. Ready to go for when the world erupts into war and the post-apocalypse happens and the dust of the nukes settle.
What happens is because everyone got too bored.
Huh? Nah, dude. There's not going to be a nuclear apocalypse.
If it happens, it's because everyone got too bored.
No.
Yes.
It's not going to happen. Fucking sleepy Joe Biden's not going to wake up one day. Oh, I'm bored. Let's launch the nukes.
You know how many times we've used to joke as a kid, don't push the red button.
Well, that was during the Cold War. That's a reference from the Cold War, bro. Because
is it really?
Yeah, because everyone was threatening to nuke each other. Well, actually, it was just the U.S. and fucking Soviets.
Okay.
Yeah, they were like, oh, they're going to push the red button, bro. The red button was this, like, make-believe button that once they clicked it, like, all the nukes would fly at each other. That's what it was. Like, there was the fear that the president just had this button on his desk to click, and all the nukes just go...
You wanna
but
know?
In real action, like, each nuke had, like, a two-key system and shit. And, like, there was, like, they had to do some shit before they do that. But, fucking, yeah. It was like that. The fear of that. So, it was the don't push the button.
Don't push the red button.
Yeah, don't push the red button. Because it was just fucking...
There's a clock in on that day and it happens. You're like, fuck. Please do it because I don't have to come in Monday.
Such a shitty... I mean, like, dude, but, like... You say that, bro, but what if you're the guy that's fucking right on the edge and all you get is, like, radiation burns and you just die a slow, horrific death?
Try to have some fun with it.
Sure.
That's my only advice.
I guess, if yeah. If you go through you that try. Much,
you kind of have the
point. That'd suck, dude. If a nuke goes off, you better hope you're at the center of that shit or further enough away that you don't get affected. That's the idea. You want to get a further one away.
Or you can invest or buy my supersuits, which we...
Or buy a supersuit that will be radiation-proof. It'll be nuke-proof. You could stand right in the middle of an explosion and not feel a thing.
Believe it or not, a part of the suit can actually be lined with a lead gel. And it will give you high precision beneficial.
It would protect you like a little bit from like the shit. Yeah. More protection than a normal person.
Honestly, it'll allow you to probably roll around Russia's Chernobyl a lot longer than most people.
I was hearing something about that. They're like Chernobyl, like they're actually like China right now just passed like $150 billion making nuclear power plants. Like they're gonna make the most ever. Right now, we hold the record.
I'm waiting for nuclear batteries, honestly.
But, yeah, dude, like, nuclear power is actually, like, the best, like...
Yes.
...source and shit.
It's one of the best. I mean, our sun is an entire nuclear source.
It's just, like, that one thing happened, and it was really, really fucking bad. But there was, like, an earthquake in Japan. And that, remember when that nuclear power plant went off? it was actually like a lot of people were protected because it was built right. These nuclear like power plants are built really fucking like well.
You know, if the elemental energy companies, you got solar, wind, and hydrogen. I would love to see one day that they start conjoining and realizing that they're supposed to work together rather than individual sources of energy. Like, for instance, our wind turbines, why not make the wings out of solar panels?
Huh. I'm, like, imagining in my head.
Yeah, like think about it. For the most part, there's probably sometimes they don't get wind. You still got sunlight. Have you seen the size of those wings? Yeah, massive freaking panels.
I had a friend when I got out of the Marine Corps. He works on those.
Yeah. What's nice.
He goes up and works on the engines on them.
That DC current they get from solar could actually be used to impulse or highly regulate the wave inside an alternator to be a lot stronger. That way every new rotational torque is a higher output. I wonder if anyone's
thought of that. And they actually, it's just not possible.
It is very possible. It is very, very
possible. What if we don't think that fast in the wind actually damages the solar panels?
How? You'd be cooling off the tech, actually. And the tech works worse when it's heated up. The sun is trying to take in.
Fucking, you should fucking pass that along, man. Make a couple bills.
Dude, I've seen so many wind fields and solar fields. It's sad and cool all at the exact same time.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, you could combine the two and cover the exact same field.
Yeah.
Yeah, they could.
It's $1 million idea right there, dude. $1 million idea. Fucking, what would you call it? The solar windmill?
Solar turbines.
Solar turbines. Baking in the sun and spinning.
I mean, you might even be able to make a whole new turbine just from adding solar to it as well.
But does the energy come from the solar panels heating up?
In some of it, yes.
So wouldn't it be kind of counterproductive if it's cooling off at the same time as trying to heat up?
Well, you'd be allowing the materials to work even better because you're causing an interaction, not heat up too much.
Huh.
Yeah. Because every solar cell...
I
don't know the life expectancy of one solar cell, especially if it had dead ray sunlight the entire time.
Yeah, I don't know
the link. But I do know that it would be benefit. It's like knowing that you can run your headset at 100% and it'll last you 4 hours. But if you run it at 60%, you'll get it for another two more hours. Yeah. Just making it last that much longer, making the resource... last way Dude, better.
I'm imagining this whole fucking project. What's even more
stupid is that they don't put reflective panels at the north and south pole to refract the lens of the light, because each side gets 6 months of light permanently. Reflect the light at like lasers, which is super simple. I saw a guy do it.
Super simple.
He irrigated his.
Yeah, they explained that one, dude. You fucking burnt my brain out listening to that. You're like, you know what bugs me? Why aren't people fucking reflecting the South and North Poles to deal with the interface of the planet Earth to stop the earthquakes and volcanoes from exploding?
They
can
reflect
the
sunlight at those areas because they get 6 months of constant sunlight.
You're saying you can get a lot of energy from
that? Yeah, you reflect those poles and cause a laser line direction using other magnifying glasses, and then each country gets 24/7 light. Or solar, 24/7 solar energy. You guys would never have to worry about night and day getting in the way of getting your solar power. You have constant power coming from your north and south pole, getting constant sunlight. If you do the panels...
I wonder how expensive that would be, though, to do something like that.
I'm pretty sure every country wouldn't mind pitching in for all of that.
Yeah, you'd...
Because it's one ray of the sun getting refracted in a million different directions, depending on how many times you refract it.
Start working on the blueprints, bro.
It'd be the strongest source every country gets.
We'll pitch it to the UN. We'll go, hey guys, we're trying to reflect the South and North Pole to give you guys unlimited
energy. I have no idea if they take me as serious.
Why?
I don't know. That's been one of my biggest worries, is that they won't take me serious.
Why? You smart dude. You look like a smart dude.
This world's weird, man. Still trying to figure it out myself, but for some reason...
Get weird too, maybe it's bro. My inner
maybe
demons. Just be weird too, bro.
Who knows?
The inner demon.
Yeah, the inner demon's telling me that I'm not good enough.
Bitch, don't do it.
Exactly.
You're not good enough.
I'm not sure if they would take
grab
me seriously.
Grab that motherfucker. But also, you get up and you say, cocksucker, shut up.
But at the same time, it worries me.
What?
And if they do take me seriously and they think it's a great guy or a great idea,
yeah,
that it's just the fact that nobody can think at this level, and that makes me sad because I wish other people
could
think the
way that I do. No, because some people just don't look at the same angles. Everyone's different. Everyone adds a piece to the puzzle.
I wish people could see what I see. It's
beautiful. Well, that's your whole fucking... That's why you do shit and... Fuck,
yeah, that's high, yeah, sometimes that's fucking... why I'm building that, so that you guys can enjoy the same world that I get to enjoy. So I'm building cool stuff with it.
There you go, man. That's all you can do, dude. As long as you're happy and you're fucking bringing what you want to bring to the world, hell yeah,
dude. Seriously, oh my gosh, I spent a year and a half studying all of our countries and how they orchestrate their communities and such, and I found out that if you take the way that they function, so say communism or socialism, capitalism, you know, that stuff, if you function them properly like a puzzle, they actually work like a proper in harmony is the word I'm trying to go for. So for a sense, I made a program. It's going to be the new Union 2.0. It's called the ARC Initiative, and what it is.
Sounds like some Terminator program.
The ARC Initiative, more play off of Noah's book.
Charles is going to be the lead to fucking AI killing us all.
I thought that was Elon. I'm recomputing the system based upon your guys' psychology. Because we can put...
He's letting them learn about our psychology. See, he's admitting to it right now.
We could implement 80 mile an hour or 70 mile an hour or 65 mile an hour on the road, but you guys regulate the speed, don't you? There's some going 55 because of regulations for trucks, but there's others going, you know, 10, 5, maybe 20 over the speed limit. You guys have always directed your system. We've tried to make the system as logical as possible. The problem is our psych isn't logical. It flows, it grows, it moves, it evolves.
Right.
It gets better and faster and smarter and more cockier sometimes.
Yeah.
And so if you built the system to morph on your psych, then the system will work a little bit better. And that's what I
know. People are gonna look back at this podcast clip, and they're gonna damn me for not killing you while I had the chance, because you're gonna be the lead to humanity's downfall.
No, I'm not gonna control it. The system is meant to be run by you guys.
I'm just fucking with you, man. I'm just yeah. alive.
I would be. I know.
I was fully thinking, dude, you making like an AI system, but now it knows us because you taught it how to grow with us.
If I did make an AI system, I have been in the process of learning. But it's different. It's different.
This is where it starts, man.
I shouldn't say it's different. It's like me. It's what I do.
You're making an AI like you, and you're seeing the world different than any other human. So now this AI is going to see the world different than any other human. And then you already think that you should, like, want the world to see the way that you see the world. So now this AI is going to be like, hey, I'm gonna make the world see the way I want to see.
No, you guys. The AI is a tool, not a program.
That's what everyone is fucking saying.
Well,
dude.
This tool, what you it memorizes and computes every form of piece inside your tech. And what it does is, if you type in, "Hey, I want to build a phone," it can tell you the list of items to pull that type of tech out to create that device.
Oh,
it's called SAM.
Well, yeah, it could be if. Oh, that's kind of cool.
Yeah, it's a system. Sam. It's system augmenting matrix.
Oh, what is that? I've heard that. Yeah,
a system augmenting matrix.
Yeah,
it takes it.
Video games, I think.
It's pretty. I think it was a cool idea for a program I wanted to develop. It was just a way to help you, especially if you're out in space and you're on other planets and you've been collecting data, or there's science groups that are collecting data and you're getting a live feed of that. And you get stranded, there's a certain situation happens, and you don't know your supplies around you too well. You know, you're dumb nuts. Or however you got in that situation, you might not be the smartest on how to be handy. But the program, Sam, knows everything that's around you that you let him know, or he has computed data on. And he'll tell you, hey, if you need this or this or this, this is what you need to build. I'll tell you how to do it step by step. Grab these parts. Grab these things out of those parts. Grab the guts.
Would this be on your phone?
Yeah.
What? Yeah?
Yeah.
That's pretty sick.
Yeah, just Sam. I like the name Sam because of the old video game I loved, which was Andromeda, Mass Effect.
That's where I was. Yeah. I was like, Sam.
Sam.
It's the fucking, the ship AI. Interface. Yeah, they are. Yeah. Oh, I even said that. I was like, it's in some video game.
Sam.
Fuck, I like the love name. The Mass it's simple, Effect games, dude.
And the acronym works perfectly with it.
I love the Mass Effect. Mass was Effect beautiful. Games. They are so good.
They came out.
If you've never played them, you need to fucking play them.
Seriously, so best role play and multiplayer too.
Yeah, multiplayer fucking was.
But the storyline,
the story's the greatest good. Part of it. Yeah,
it did such a good job.
You ready for the new one coming out?
Are they
Mass
really?
Effect 4?
Dude, I'm getting it. I'm getting it.
I don't know when it's coming out. I know they announced it.
I bought the trilogy remastered.
The Legendary Edition.
Yes.
Yep, got it too.
Yeah. And I played the beginning all the way through onto the second and third. What was nice about the clean over that they did, whatever you did in number one affected all the way through.
That's how they all did. Even on this 360 version.
Yeah?
Yeah, dude. Oh, I played the 360 versions, bro. That's how I did, dude. When you got the second one, you'd put the disc in, and then it would ask you, do you want to link saved data from Mass Effect 1?
I thought it was
1?
Something new.
No, dude. It's always been a part of the Mass Effect, because they were sick for doing it. That's what made them so
that
great.
That was incredible.
So, like, if the fucking spoiler alert, quick mute if you're actually gonna play it or not, like, so like when the council dies, if you choose if the council lives or not, yeah, that was always a thing. Then go into the next game, you'd be like, oh shit,
that's
they're
good
still
games.
Dead or oh they're alive.
Honestly, that boosted a lot of my favor for when I do what I do more.
Oh, so
I love it, like the truck, or I don't know like what to call that vehicle, the vehicle that they traveled in with the three axles,
the shit. Yeah. You're talking about the first game with yeah,
the train vehicle.
It's like an LAV. It's like a light armored vehicle.
I want Elon to do the Cybertruck, but give it a third axle shaped just like that, though.
That'd be sick. It'd look like a fucking military fucking Tesla.
Yeah, it would be dope.
The people that do like those off-brand vehicles that like they make tanks and shit, they always look pretty fucking sick.
It would be so. I don't know.
That'd be pretty fire, bro.
I would like that vehicle definitely in my own personal. Like
yeah, okay, yeah, dude, become a fucking millionaire, dude, with all your tech shit, bro, and then fucking just build yourself one.
Build
a replica of the Mass Effect 1 with a cannon on it. Probably, dude, you could probably put a fucking, like, what, like a Mark 19 fucking, and then just kind of put it in the cannon.
Oh, man.
That'd be sick. Boom, boom, boom. Because we don't have lasers, but you can make it the sound effect.
Lasers? Well, I just put my plasma rifles on it then.
Plasma rifles? You're yeah. You're already working on plasma? You make me believe you're going to have an army of, like, AIs with fucking plasma rifles. I'm just playing. I think AI is actually going to be more helpful than not. But I just like the idea of AI taking over and fucking Terminator style. I think that's kind of like a fun post-apocalypse.
I think the gaming community will be the most happiest when they find out that they can fight an alien war with robots hooked up to their console. Like, they've been training for this their entire life.
Oh, dude.
Like a bunch of
they're
droids.
They're already doing that, bro. For a bunch of drones. They control drones with fucking controllers.
Right. But you sign on to your
Xbox.
Look
at the fucking submarine.
Right, but you get on your Xbox. We're on Planet Vega 9, apparently. And you pop in as if you're playing Battlefield. Or is it Battlefront? I think it's Battlefront. Star Wars Battlefront.
I love Star Wars.
And you drop out as one of the clankers.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Separatists?
Yeah.
Yeah,
you just jump out of your pot like that, you go, and then, you know, you have a rating based on your skill, you know? You have your command score, I guess.
That's what you could say, bro.
Yeah, I'm command 4,
hey, dude,
level 54.
No more human lives being lost, dude. That'd be fucking humanity, but thank you. But then we probably can start populating too much. And the human population would get out of control.
Nah, trust me.
It's already getting out of control, bro.
Nature will take care of it naturally.
Fucking there's gonna be like a catastrophic event happening soon that's gonna wipe out a shit ton of people?
No, because if you technically try to kill off your population earlier than expected, then technically you're trying to avoid catastrophes by nature.
Yeah, but
so you're technically
aren't there a bunch
trying
of, like,
to
volcanoes.
So you're trying
and
to avert
that are like ready to blow.
You're trying
that are long
to
overdue.
Avert nature filtration. Is what?
What
you, yeah, if you literally try to jinx yourself out of getting screwed over because you get overpopulated, what happens to any population gets, you know, too far.
Yeah.
Nature takes care of the situation, and sometimes it's not the best. Sometimes it's really, really bad. But what if you figured out a way to say, hey, you kill off a certain amount of percentages, it kind of wavers up
the purge.
The purge date a little bit further down the road.
Yeah, but what? But what about all the fucking, like, national, like, all those volcanoes ready to blow that are long overdue?
Nature is still nature still will do its own thing by its own will.
Yeah.
In its own way.
You think people are going to go to the purge?
But you can live your life by your own way, by your own will, and the universe will either accept you or correct you.
I mean, that's I guess that's life. They're going to either accept you or correct you.
Correct you.
Fucking, I don't know, man. So many questions. Not enough answers.
You know, my problem is?
What?
Not knowing what questions to ask. I know I don't know everything, but I do like to know a lot about everything.
What's a question you have?
I don't know. I'm bad at questions. I don't know, that's why I love
look in the stars and you ask yourself, what's a question?
Sometimes just the stuff that I think about just comes to mind. I don't ask questions. It just pops in my head. And then
like what? Bing, what's in your head right now?
Your Harley thing behind you.
The Harley Quinn? Yeah, yeah. Margot Robbie. Oof.
Yeah, definitely.
She is a beautiful girl. And we respect
women.
She was
a really good character. I want to say she played that character
She's
really
a great actress. Great actress.
Yeah.
We appreciate her staying fit and all that she does.
Right now, honestly, on my mind, when it comes to what, building?
Yeah, building what?
Well, building my my B-pods. Definitely building my B-pods.
What the fuck's a B-pod?
A B-pod is a fun name makeup of a bee. But it's a pod that has a siphoning system.
Wait, like a little B? Like a BB?
Like capital B dash pod. And what they are their devices, kind of like satellites, that will soar back and forth from our planets. And they will touch the ionosphere with, I wouldn't say a tentacle, but a elongated... what's the term I'm trying to think of? Tubing.
Like
there we go.
Arm.
Yeah. And what it does is each planet is fermenting different gases off its ionosphere.
So it's going to read the gases.
It's going to siphon the naturally given off gas from the planet, collect it into the pod, and then travel it back.
How are you going to get that bitch in space?
Well, spaceships, of course, man. If not, I can just build a pod cannon, just shoot them off the planet's surface. I don't need to... Yeah, just... Fire them all
you don't think fucking NASA and the FBI are going to come after you once you've launched fucking shit into the fucking space?
If they do, then you want to make a deal? I'm grabbing resources. You guys need resources.
That'd be cool. Yeah, that's some movie shit, dude. They come and be like, did you just launch a satellite?
Space is
not... like, yeah, I'm getting resources and like,
the laws
you want
of,
a job?
The laws of space are the same as our oceans. They're not owned by anyone. So, I mean...
Crazy.
It's up for market.
Are you going to launch yourself in space?
I would love to. I am not worried about dying in space.
Make a lot of money.
The first part, right before it happens, knowing it's going to happen, yeah, it was probably scared the little crap out of me. But for the most part, I actually find some solace in it.
I bet it's fun as fuck. I bet it's fun as fuck.
I
want
to experiment with the ability to be completely zeroed out. I want
to... Isn't it impossible to get true zero?
Well, if you're in space, you get the closest thing to it.
Yeah, but like it's impossible to get true zero.
Well, yeah.
Or like true zero of anything.
We're talking true zeros being no gravity. Space has no gravity, so technically that's true zero.
Yeah.
So with that being said, you know, I want to experiment with how the fluctuation feels.
How the fluctuation
feels. Yeah, your sense of surrounding at that type of zero G. You know, how do you swim? How do you feel? How do you motion yourself? There are creatures smaller than...
fucking done that? Flown a fucking spaceship like with a water tank in it, and then while they're in zero grav, fly into the water, like see what it'd be like to be in a pool in space, because everything's just like floating around. Would it be like the same as being underwater, like in water,
right?
In the fucking pool.
I do
down
a lot
here?
Of training in water. I put on 20-pound, 40-pound weights, and I go into the water and I swim.
Hell yeah, stay fit, bro. That's
it's awesome.
Workout.
You take your bench bar and you work out underwater. It's awesome. You don't feel
I can just see you underwater.
You don't feel yourself sweat. And you're constantly cooled down by the water, and you have better resistant texture.
Yeah,
the harder you go, the harder water works against you.
Yeah, it puts more fucking water resistance.
And when you come out, you feel like a Atlantean, just like.
I feel like a Atlantean.
Yeah,
I like it, bro. Fucking Aquaman up in this bitch.
Underwater training,
dude.
It's good.
You just need fucking an oxygen mask, bro, so you can just stay under there.
You can do that, or you practice on holding your breath longer.
Just like an underwater fucking gym. And then, like, you just have, like, a oxygen thing that lasts, like, an hour.
I had...
You walk down. It's a whole fucking gym built underwater, bro.
I had an awesome business idea. What I was going to do is I was going to have these clothing spandex that you wear that has metal fibed into it. Okay. And what you do is you walk into the workout area, and you can change the gravity of your room by the magnetism set above and below you. So you can literally tweak it to... So
like the magnets are, yeah.
Yeah, so you can technically actually turn off slight gravitation because it's starting to pull you off the ground.
But I feel like that could also go really bad. Some guy's working out, doing some squats, suddenly the magnets malfunction, puts all the pressure down, and just crushes the fucking dude.
You know, there's people that slip on sidewalks and die.
I mean, that's true.
There's a person for everything. That's why we have little caution signs when the floor's wet.
Yeah.
That's true. It will happen. You know, it may happen. I hope it doesn't.
That'd be an interesting thing to see, though. If you're not high listening to this podcast, get high.
In the room, you probably only have like 5 pound weights. We'd only
kidding, if you don't want to do drugs, don't do them.
We probably only do like 5 pound weights in the room. And that's all you need because you can just change the gravity and those 5 pounds become 50.
Yeah. No, that'd be pretty sick. Yeah.
Yeah.
With a safety system in place, yeah, it'd be fine because like, if you had some like things like this to just catch the bar if that ever happened, you'd be fine.
I definitely would.
See, I'm thinking about the safety
emergency off button. It's going to be a big red button that says press me if anything.
Bro, I'm telling you, you're going to be like in charge of some like CEO of a tech company, bro. I'm going to be at the top of your like this office in this like fucking 100-story fucking building. I'm smoking a cigar with you one day. I'll be like, damn, fucking Tony Stark.
Get this. If I can get my company big enough, I actually have an awesome idea for a academic. Actually, it's probably not going to be academic. It's a it's a playoff gladiators. But
yeah, make a fucking Roman Coliseum.
Yes, yes.
But an office.
If we can get things on the moon, but if not, I would just do a the same workout version, but I would do it in a big stadium where it causes you to levitate or jump around very freely if we're on the moon. We give you big, big freaking hammers that are nerfed, like nerf guns, nerf armor. But in the ball, or in the center of the hammer, there's a big metal iron ball, and you just whack the crap out of each other, and whoever survives the most whacks wins. You could do your boss, your brother, your friends.
Oh,
like,
that's sick. I think right? It's like an office, but
no.
Like, this is like a fucking...
Wouldn't that be...
Like battle.
Like, yeah! Like you get to wear the first gear...
Battle amongst the stars.
Yeah, you get your Nerf armor and stuff, suits and stuff, and you go into a depressurized chain.
You get a lot of fucking...
Dude, everyone
like
so...
LARPers, bro. You get a lot of LARPers.
You could do two hammers or one big hammer.
Yeah, dude. That'd be sick.
Or one hammer and a shield.
You'd even probably do that with swords, then. Just a metal rod, and then just fucking the foam.
I'd probably keep it to the hammers, just because we're
you
trying...
You really want fucking people just to whack the fuck... You'd have to put a helmet on, too.
Yeah, you get a helmet and everything.
Yeah, it'd be a full
We already do boxing.
Hey, dude, have you ever watched, like, the fucking Renaissance, like, the guys in full armor to, like, fight each other?
No, what?
What? You've never... Well, yeah, dude, it's like a whole fucking sport. They're like Renaissance, they're like full armor, and they just beat the shit out of each other.
I knew of it, but I've never just watched videos of it.
Medieval, I'm just gonna talk this in. Medieval Renaissance knight fight.
Knight fight, I like it.
Yeah, knight fight. Yeah, these guys fucking, I'm seeing maybe like a group of them or something. Yeah, dude, like, look at this, bro.
That's so cool.
Dude, they straight up just, like, will fucking beat the shit out of each other.
See, this tells me more that people would love the stadium coliseum that I build. If and when...
That's why I said you have like a lot of LARPers, a lot of people that want to do shit like this.
Oh, that's what you meant by LARPers. Okay.
Yeah, the people that like dress up.
Totally
and, like,
went over my. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, dude, they'll straight up fucking beat the living daylights out of each other.
Damn, that's so cool. Yeah, that just proves that's they want that. They desire the boys need it.
I don't know how big our fucking Renaissance fair is. Like, are they still, like, pretty popping? I went to one that was pretty popping.
Yeah, they're still going around.
Like, in heavy, but, like, I'm saying, like, how the, like, popular are they? Are they, but, like, it could just be popular in this area. Like, I know, like, in Escondido, their fucking one was pretty well.
I'd love to go to those. And then Twin Masks, apparently, is another good one. It's more of the fantasy version, so you got wizards, orcs, elves.
What? Oh, the Twin Masks?
Yeah, it's called Twin Mask, I think it is.
Huh. I would check that out. That seems
it's,
like it'd be
dude,
fun.
It's so cool. Just the same as the medieval stuff.
Go there fucking, like, tripping on some acid.
You definitely would have a lot of fun. Everyone has to act in character, too. There's a whole process. There's a book and a lot of information to read upon.
Oh, you have to go in costume, too, and you can't just go?
I think you can just go. I don't know I still have to read and educate myself. But there's a process you go through, and you can literally develop your character. You get to choose a character, dress your character. Your character has a backstory, apparently, that you bring
it's
in.
It's like some D&D
dude,
shit.
Dude, it is the coolest things ever. I just go in my super cell.
I know they do a lot of that shit up in Oregon, dude.
Yeah?
Yeah, there's a lot of fucking that shit up there, I think. A lot of hipsters, too, I think. Isn't a hipster is like a...
The more north you go, the more hipster it gets, I think.
Yeah, you get super hipsterish up there.
I can't wait to go back. I'm not gonna lie, I miss some of the terrains.
Yeah, no, it's a pretty state. No, it's pretty out there. I've only flown through there. I think I spent maybe 2 days in Portland one time.
Yeah, you gotta go.
I think we drove through Portland.
Gotta go.
It wasn't bad.
Bend is definitely where it's at.
The food was in.
Bend's where it's at. Have I showed you pictures?
Of what?
Bend. Yeah, you should look up Bend, Oregon.
Let's see what Bend, Oregon looks like.
It used to be a lumber town. That's what the Chutes River was used for. And then when the business ran out, it seems like property was up for sale in order to make money for the city. So they started intaking housing and businesses in order to make
Bend?
It better. Yeah, Bend, Oregon.
I thought you were saying Ben.
B-E-N-D.
Yeah, Bend. Yeah. Oh, it looks pretty.
It's beautiful. I love my hometown.
Oh, so you're going back to, like, your hometown.
Yeah.
That's it.
I know a lot of the places inside and out from... Exploring.
I'm gonna make my way out to Bend, Oregon sometime, dude.
You'll have to, dude.
Take me on a good time, dog.
We'll go rafting. There's hot springs, waterfalls.
Yeah, dude.
It's freaking awesome.
Go trip in nature.
Especially in the spring to summertime where the weather's just perfect.
Yeah. What are the girls like in Bend, Oregon? Are they very like country? Very like very hipster?
You have a very weird mix.
Yeah, that's a weird mix, huh? What are the dudes like? They all like fucking. Is it a weird mix? It's just a weird mix of. Fucking...
It's just a very. It's like mountain folks that became a city.
Mountain folks that became a city, but they still talk like it. Like they have like any accent.
No. Some people say the West Coast has.
I guess you're from there, so I guess they would talk like you, huh?
Just a little bit. Yeah, I was born and raised there, so I guess I would have the accent if I talked about it naturally.
So, like, you went to, like, through high school there?
Yeah, I went to high school there, graduated 12th grade.
What was high school like out there?
High school has the same niches, you know, they're groups that you join, your cliques, that's the word. There's cliques, the
your
rich.
Posses.
Yeah, there's the upper rich kids, there's the football players, the athletics, there's the underdogs.
Did you go to, like, a big high school?
400 kids, I think, maybe 500.
That's tiny, man.
Maybe.
That's small.
Maybe more.
Not like super tiny.
That
like
was back in 2014 small. When I graduated. 2014.
Yeah. I graduated, what, 2016?
2016? Yeah. So, you know, the population doubled a little bit.
Dude, I'm telling you, the world's going to have to go to a purge, man.
Nah, we don't have to. If we separate ourselves, make communities on other planets, we don't have to worry about that.
Wait, what? Civilizations on other planets? Some Elon Musk stuff? We're gonna be living on the moon here? Or the Mars? Fucking words, man.
It's okay.
Mars.
You wanna...
No, it just means, you know, you can always get higher, bro.
I believe he's doing it because of the amount of iron that's on Mars. Can you imagine the gold mine he's going to have, having that much access to iron?
Well,
do you remember what happened
but
to...
Of course, yeah, there's going to be beneficials that he's definitely looking at, but I think he's obsessed with getting us off Earth.
I know, but there's got to be more than just making a civilization. Soon. It's like voting for a black guy to be president.
That happened.
I know. I know. I said it's going to be the exact same thing. He's doing it for more. Have you not?
You got me confused.
Have you guys studied how he does his, like, his sales and business? His idea, the pattern that he produces through everything that he does. He creates a pattern.
His pattern is
make it seem like it's a celebrity type out show, but at the same time, there's always a purpose and grab of financial huge investments when he pulls through.
Well, of course.
Right.
He's
right.
doing it for the right. money, right. too.
No, not finance. I'm not talking about money. I'm actually talking about material. He's not at it for the money.
Yeah,
that's why he screws around with it. He doesn't care about the money. He cares about what it obtains. He's more on it for the material and the matter.
Well, yeah, I think he wants his company to produce the best, and he also wants to break scientific, like, boundaries. Like, he wants to find shit.
He's like a Thomas Edison.
He wants to push us further. He wants us to evolve. Dude, he believes in, like, human evolution still. Yeah. Yeah, he's born like things like what I think it too in a way, like autism was a form of it, like human involve, like fucking words, man, involving, because like you can always get higher, bro. That's what I'm gonna call this episode. You can always get higher.
I'll take a rip after you.
Fucking
yeah, no. He's,
but how they like process, dude? That's like going, a form of human evolution.
He's gonna go for the iron. He's going for the iron.
Yeah, I'm sure. You get a ton of fucking money out of it.
I'm going for Jupiter.
Why are you going to go to Jupiter?
To make my gas station.
Oh, yeah. Do all those gases on Jupiter?
Well,
what's the one with the diamonds? The, like, rains diamonds?
Oh, Neptune. It's either Neptune or Uranus.
We just need to figure out how to get a bucket in there and fucking catch all them diamonds and pull them out. Dude.
At the speed rate they're going? Have fun with that. Okay.
But what if you caught them as they're going down?
It's okay.
Things just drop with them. As it drops with them, it grabs them.
I would probably do more of a fishnet style. Because we don't know if they actually fall in perfect symmetry. Or if they have oblong shapes due to its form of its own gravity and pressure. So it could shape in all sorts of freaking like raindrops.
Yeah.
Or snowflakes, I should say. It comes in all shapes and sizes.
Exactly. That's why you like build like kind of like, so, a spider machine.
Do like a net that grabs it as it goes like fishing.
Oh, you can do it like sideways?
Yeah. With the storm. Yeah. That way it's less damage. Up. Yeah. Less damage to the machines you use.
Man, we gotta fucking get trillions of dollars to start our fucking projects.
I just need to find the right people.
Yo, governments, come fund us. We'll get us all rich with these ideas, bro. And then when we meet aliens while we fucking around in space, we'll be the first ones to represent humanity.
I just need the right people. That's all it takes.
You gotta keep on doing shit.
The money comes with it. But
yeah,
I need the right people.
Bro, fuck yeah. And it'll take you far, man. You're a smart dude, bro. Right, I'm excited to see the fuck you do and, like, the contract you just got and shit. Fucking all that cool shit.
I want to build so much cool things for you guys. There's so many cool things.
Build me a hoverboard, dude.
That's easy. You can do that yourself.
How?
I'm surprised.
Please explain so everyone at home can fucking build a hoverboard right now.
Okay. It's using Vibronic tech.
Yeah, like, everyone has fucking that laying around.
They do. How many speakers do you have in your house? Or better yet...
Are we counting, like, TV speakers or laptop speakers?
Or better yet, I'll ask you a really fun, mind-twisting question that I'll be surprised if any of my listeners can understand it. Is a speaker a motor or an engine?
A speaker, motor,
is a speaker, you know, your subsystems, your speakers, your tweets, is that an engine or a motor?
It's a motor. Am I right?
You are right. Yeah.
Yeah, because it's
both.
Because it kind of it's both. Oh, well, that's a trick question.
It is a trick question, but you're you were right. You don't have to say both. You don't have to say both. You're right. You could have answered either or. It was a win-win conversation.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
It was stacked in my favor.
It is an engine. If you use it in the correct way, it's a motor if you're trying to excel something.
Okay.
So, with that being said, you use bass shakers. Bass shakers create a high induction of motion that vibrate if you get to the right frequency, which is like 42, or you could tap it with different forms if you want. You can test it out. What you do is you get a board, and you have to have a board that has certain cuts at the bottom of it. So if you bend it, it will go backward. It'll kind of like a tilting frame.
Are you talking about like making like almost like a helicopter engine?
No.
Or are you bouncing sound waves off the ground?
I'm bouncing motion.
Okay, continue.
Like a jackhammer?
Yeah.
Bass shakers? Mm-hmm. Yeah. You're causing a displacement in your own matter. You're causing a You're creating space.
Are you saying you're going to have to go like this?
No. It will vibrate like this, and then how you tilt your board,
haven't you made you this cause shit the yet, motion. Bro? Why am I still just fucking on a skateboard sometimes? I want to be hoverboarding.
You in set the up, clouds. You set your bass shakers inside your board. You make sure your board underneath has a very smooth surface with slight angle variations from left to right, back and forth.
I need to see you make this. You need to make this.
I'll show you pictures.
What, you already made this? Do you have a video of you hoverboarding?
I designed it on FreeCAD. Like, I actually... So, when I get the parts, I can put it together.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. So, you make sure that you have really well-angled... my apologies, I'm getting distracted here. Well-angled cuts. Round as possible. Angled will be even better. Or the other way around. Either way, you put the bass shakers in front, middle, and back. And what you do is you hook them up to a amplifier, and you make sure you can get those amped as high as you can. Just the shit out of it.
Amp it up.
Do it. Find the deepest, bassest amp. And plug it in.
Yeah.
Then make sure you have your power supply. So either a car that's turned on. Don't do it with a dead battery. Well, of course, yeah. You don't do it with a dead battery. What I meant to say. Do it with just a battery and nothing else.
The beautiful side effects of marijuana.
And what you do
is... You can always get higher.
You pump the system up, or you turn it on.
Yeah.
Power it through the amplifier. And then on your phone, you can go to, let's see, an app called Frequency Generator. And then you go to the right frequency, press play, and it will send that frequency motion of vibration
into the board. Yeah, so you are floating off of sound waves, basically.
There's no sound.
I guess that you're floating off of frequencies.
The only sound you're hearing is slight compression being discharged from underneath the board.
Shit, that'd be kind of cool, man.
Yeah.
So you're going to make this for me? Thanks. In 10 years' time, when you've perfected it, dude, I expect when you're releasing it for your company, I expect one for free.
I mean, I just told your entire podcast listeners on how to build it.
Yeah, if any of you guys actually understood that and you're smart like this guy, you built that, fucking send me one for free.
I did it to my bed.
Your bed hovers.
Well, it kind of. I put it underneath the frame rails on my bed so that I could find the right pitch frequency to fall asleep to. So it would vibrate the entire frame, allow me to like sleep, or I used it to meditate. You get it to the right pitch, and it just... I mean, you're going to go to Nirvana within seconds.
So what, are you Buddhist?
I don't.
Or do you just kind of believe in whatever you believe in?
I'm shamanistic.
What?
So
yeah, you're gonna have to explain that.
No, the practices that I am, therefore I think.
What?
So what I am is what I am as like my religion as well. My ideals, my practices, what I do, how I do.
You got to talk in the mic there. I don't know if it probably got you little bit.
So it's what I do, how I experiment with my world, and how I react with it. My faith, my experiments.
Well, what's your everything. Faith?
My faith is the very baseline. I just believe.
Exactly. Believe in what? You just believe in you.
I believe in everything that I look at.
Oh, so you believe what's in front of you. Believe what's possible.
I have faith for everything, good and bad. I believe in everything good and bad. It's there's no morality version to it. It's just I have faith. I have belief. In the very essence of everything. Things that don't exist and things that do exist.
That's pretty fucking lit.
Yeah, I mean, if you break down religion, what's the basis of religion? Belief and faith.
Yeah,
belief in the ideal that something is something and the faith to keep that going.
Yeah, dude. Whatever you believe in, man, believe in it, bro. And if it makes sense to you, it makes sense to you. I know I'm out here always questioning shit.
Try to work together more. Find more harmony as much as possible.
Oh, yeah, dude. Yeah. Find that inner peace, man.
Not so much inner peace. You could be a screaming, raging Irishman like me. Constantly screaming in my head.
Ah, where's the whiskey? Ah, that was a terrible Irish. What's your best Irishman fucking accent, bro? Hit me with it. I just did a terrible one. So couldn't be worse.
I like your legs. Looking really good. Aren't you a cutie lassie?
I like to.
Another fine fisherman like you.
I can't do this. Aye, laddie.
Aye.
Let's go, braveheart.
If you practice
the fucking Romans learning, are taking the wall, and we're gonna hit them where the sun don't shine.
If you practice moving your uvula and your tongue, you can actually
practice moving your uvula. How do you fucking practice moving that? You sounds like you're fucking sucking.
Try to do a Chewbacca, but without your tongue. Exactly, you're moving your uvula.
It's just back there.
Yeah, it's going nuts.
It's going nuts.
If you learn how to move both, you are better in being able to pronounce and pronunciate. Yeah, I can't talk. See,
my pronunciate.
Pronunciate other languages.
Well, yeah, but you gotta learn other languages.
Right, but if you practice those two, it helps you in enunciating.
Oh, like fucking rolling R's and shit or something. I don't fucking know.
No.
Yo, shout out Robert and Zach. We know who they are.
Robert and Zach, I do have a shout out for them. Robert, I'm proud of you. He quit smoking. Super proud of the kid, yeah.
Has he kept up with that?
Robert hasn't been smoking whatsoever.
Way to go, Robert. Way to cut that out of your life.
And
your lungs, thank you.
Zach, stretch more.
Stretch
more.
That man is always hurting.
Yeah, just touch your toes every once in a while.
Go see a chiropractor.
Don't drop the soap,
bro. And fucking Mighty Mega Million. Was good.
Keep educating yourself. That's for everyone, though. She's
the glue that holds them all together. Man.
I have two.
That's what she is.
I have two favorite books.
Huh?
I have two favorite books.
You have two favorite books? What are your two favorite books?
The Compound Effect and The Think and Grow Rich.
What are the fucking books about?
The Compound Effect is about breaking down your goals, your aspirations, and learning that it's okay to do a little bit over a longer period of time so that you don't overdo yourself and you're more still willing to be able to actually accomplish those goals. Because right. You could burn yourself out doing 100% for every week, and not everyone's built to be able to do that.
No, yeah, but you gotta find your rhythm.
Everyone can do 1% a day.
Yeah, but is 1% gonna get the job done?
Over a year, that's 8 times better than you were the day you started.
I guess.
Yeah.
That's true, it'd be progress. You can't knock progress.
No, it's. I've been doing it for 10 years now.
It's giving 1% a day?
Giving up 1% out of the different things that I've been manipulating in my life. So, like, constant practice on making sure that my actions every day are almost the same. So, eating the same breakfast, doing the same exercise. And then increasing that over a length period of time. Yeah.
I just got to change out the battery.
There you go, good. Yeah.
We've hit the hour mark.
The capacity. But I've been doing that to not only be able to track my life, because that's what the book talks about too, is learning how to track yourself. The more you track your entire lifestyle, how much easier is it for you to reprogram yourself? Or at least figure out what the heck is going on. You know, if you timed how long you slept, you know, how much time you have before you go to work, your food, amount of calories, your finances, the pennies, you know, your workout. Are you getting enough food for that? Are you eating the right food? What are your exercises and practices? If you were to track all of that, even what you're educating yourself with, your TikTok videos, everything, you track all of that, you can figure out why your life is the way it is.
Well, yeah, that's just evaluating your life.
Right.
That's just looking at what you've done.
But then you're able to pick and choose and change and start adding that 1% difference to recategorize that entire program that you're living.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then the thinking...
Frying my brain over here, dude. You're taking more percentage from my brain.
I'm a big percentage, I definitely.
I don't even know what the fuck I said, dog.
The Think and Grow Rich one is really cool because it makes you very forethought of what you want in life.
Like,
makes you it makes you focus upon it.
Predestination shit.
I use that as a book to self-hypnotize myself, actually.
So, like, you envision the future and you after it?
Yes.
Kind of thing? Yeah.
I start acting like the future.
Yeah, you want to be the man you see yourself
being. Exactly. Yeah. The more I can get close to that, the more my reality will try to sync up with that.
I mean, that... Yeah. No, that's true. I agree with you 100%.
I mean, look at the stuff that I've showed you so far.
Yeah, dude. Exactly, man. You fucking... You want to be something, go fucking be it.
I want to pilot a starfighter in space. Just go as fast as I can.
I hope you can do that, dude. I hope we have the technology to do that. That'd be sick, dog.
Oh, so nice. That'd be crazy.
I don't think that's just gonna happen in our lifetime. Because
there's no G-force in space. There's no G-force in space. And so if we're able to make engines, which I'm working on, if you... technically, I already worked on, just need to find a manufacturer. Anyways... If I can get my engines onto my aircraft, there's no G-force in space unless you start hitting the speed barrier of space.
Well, there's a speed barrier in space?
Well, yeah, the barrier of space is a certain fluctuation of friction and motion. It has its own barrier.
Like fucking like zero, basically, out there.
Right? So you can go as fast as you can.
Exactly. It's like fucking some Star Wars fucking hit it, Chewie.
An engine that replicates a friction-based force of motion that heats and replicates the same speed force of space. That'd be pretty cool.
That would be pretty fucking wicked.
Yeah, yeah, because space is like you trying to blow air into a dryer net. That's why our engines don't work in space. They suck at it. Yeah, because they have to create enough barrier in their engines to make a speed rate that actually causes enough form of space to collect into a solidified
Dude, you're gonna leave this like house and get snatched up by guys in black suits. You broke the barrier of space. Show us.
I had a funny thought. I was gonna say wouldn't be the first time, but
yeah, that'd be pretty nuts, man. I'd be like, I knew it.
Well, they probably men in blacked me after the process.
True shit, dude. You ever wonder how many times that might have happened?
Right? Blah.
You can always get higher. A
little higher. I think...
You care to partake, sir.
I have a good question for you.
When the first set of intelligent creatures set upon this planet,
do you think it's going to be good or evil?
I think it's neutral. Like,
I should say a third, neutral.
It's a different... I have to think about this differently. Like, if they've already been observing us, they're gonna come down knowing what they're dealing with.
Okay.
So it'd be more of why they're showing. It could be to fucking partner up and be like, yo, or be like, you guys are fucking up.
Welcome to the Galactic Union.
Exactly, dude. Exactly. It can go both ways. I see both. I think it'd be more. I think we would start the war, because humans would be like, what the fuck? Shoot a missile at it.
They go to Louisiana.
And we'd start the war, bro. These guys could be like, yo, hey, we're going to share some cool technology to help you guys advance further so you guys can travel with like us and check out cool shit. And we're just like, what the fuck is that? Shoot it!
I have a funny thought. It's going to be neutral. They're going to touch down. It's going to be very awkward for both species. And then, like, it's just going to say, hey, we're just, you deal with your own shit. We're going to be back later, maybe. We'll see. Bye.
Dude,
just touchdown and leave. Just leaves.
What was it? Fucking. It was like on the Joe Rogan podcast. I forget who was the guest, but they were talking about like aliens started coming down was fucking during the Cold War, when we made nukes, like right after we dropped the nukes on Hiroshima and all that stuff, like alien abductions actually started like ramping up and happening. And he's like because they were like, what the fuck? Oh god, they have nukes now. Fuck. He's like, oh, we need to start like warning them, and that's why we like ran.
What if they came down because their experiment started screwing itself up a little bit more than it needed?
What do you mean?
Well, like any good scientist, we do experiments, right?
Right.
Put an intelligent species on a planet, see how it propagates, study it for years and years and years and years and years, or however long they stare at us. And then nukes show up. They have to touch down, kind of see what's going on, grab data, go back up.
Yeah. And it killed them all. So just, and not kill them all, just start fucking them. the radiation brought a disease to their home planet.
They probably told some guys, hey, by the way, you can't do that. We need you guys to live a little bit longer for the process for what we need you for, either to terraform the planet and create new technology that can enhance our own as well. Or, you know, just want to be those two guys. There's
also the thought of me that
there's probably one silly guy in every species.
If aliens were already here and shit or coming, I feel like we would have seen them, or they would have revealed themselves by now.
I think it's
like funny. They would have come
I
down.
I think it's funnier for them to not do it.
It'd be like an amusement park to them. Basically, they're just like, hey, you want to go to Earth? Oh, yeah, that place is weird. Let's go check it out.
Yeah. What's happening on Channel Earth? Damn.
Wow. They just...
I miss January.
Shit. Yeah. Fuck, dude. Well, what if you don't come back to the channel? Shit, dude. I think this was another thing I heard on the Joe Rogan podcast. Dude. I'd be listening to that dude a lot. But fucking, what if the only reason we're alive, or I don't know, maybe it was somewhere else, maybe it was a video. The only reason the people that were alive is what if we were a drug for the aliens? That's why it only happens every once in a while. People just abduct people.
There's a video game about that. It's High on Life.
Yeah, dude, I love that game.
That was so funny.
Game was so good.
Yes.
Oh, shit, maybe that's what I'm pulling it from. But what if that was the case? We're only alive because they abduct... But you have to be a right human. That's why only a certain amount, because they read you out and like, all right, that one.
It goes back to my original thinking. If you can think it, it does exist. So technically.
No.
Yeah. Yes.
There's not an alien out there actually fucking getting high off of human. I can't say that's not 100%.
They could probably melt us and ferment us. Maybe we make an acidic fermentation that gets them high. You know, our blood might be the alcohol that creates the, you know, the high fever of the party.
Exactly.
You know, crush our bones up. It could be, you know, fun rock for some other creature. You know, to me, if you break down matter far enough, the ability and usage of it is very high in variations.
Yeah.
It could be just clay for us, but for some other creature, that was protein or, you know, something shit. Like, we put our hand in shit. We don't know, and we're probably that playing with it, putting it on our faces.
That's like Rick and Morty and shit, bro. Creature. Where like Morty's touching around, and he's like, "What is this? A wall? No, Morty, that's the alien shit." What the fuck, Rick?
Right? You know, some alien comes down the planet and goes, "Oh my god!" I'm pretty sure.
Damn.
It's the same material when we watch monkeys play with their own shit.
I guess. I mean, yeah, monkeys don't. I guess, yeah, monkeys have played with their shit, but they, I don't know, they throw it.
It became a different, it became external matter, and it's then like it became the a weapon. Fuck you. They turned it into a weapon in one thought of a second. The form in which you use it can change the definition.
Animals are fucking crazy, bro. Animals are fucking crazy.
Are they crazy, or are they an intelligent kingdom?
Well, yeah, no, they're intelligent. We shouldn't be fucking them, because they can fuck us up, bro.
Dude, seriously.
Animals can fuck us up, bro. And we constantly out there poking sticks with them and shit.
Man. They've been running an entire system.
I'm surprised when I hear, like, an alligator ate someone in Florida or some shit.
They've been running an entire system before our species was even here.
Bro, dude.
I shouldn't say that before we were here. Before we even evolved this segment that we are.
Well, exactly, dude. Those fucking animals, they're just raw power.
Just takes one fish to go from land or from water to land to air in front of us just to get the shit out of us.
I don't know, fish not really, but the ocean's scary, bro. It's crazy that we only have like 5% of it mapped out.
I have a theory.
The ocean pretty fucking freaky.
I have a theory, not really theory, but investigation on. Remember what I was telling you about static fields and such. So you remember in like. The movies, or in some studies, anyone that went towards the Bermuda Triangle would have issues with their compasses and stuff, and a lot of their electronics.
Yeah.
I think I figured it out. I don't think it's electromagnetic. It's static. It's a static.
Static?
It's a static force field. The reason why my proof of explanation is because when a magnet gets around a compass, the compass will align itself perfectly with it and stay steady, because magnets don't move. If it's a magnet in one area not moving, the compass is going to stay in one direction with that rock, because the only other big like magnetic core we have is up in like Greenland or Iceland. Like it's a big monkey.
Big
monkey. Yeah, it's a big monkey. It's a big guy, a That's why our compasses point north in that direction. There's true north, there's false north.
I thought it pointed because of fucking the
poles? Now, no, yeah. No. You go, I think it's either 7 or 12 degrees off of north, and that's true north. Huh. Or sorry, that's false north, and true north
is... You learn something new every day, folks.
Boy Scouts.
You learned that in Boy Scouts?
Boy Scouts, yeah, they taught us this. This is how...
I did Cub Scouts when I was younger.
Yeah, they taught us that if you have your north, and then you just go up by a couple degrees, depending on if you're on the east side of the country or in the eastern countries, it changes. Because the rock is in ice in Greenland, so your angle's over here, right? And then you're over here.
Yeah.
So it doesn't move. The compass doesn't fluctuate. But here's the fun part. In static experiments, people rub a balloon. It can push metal away. Huh. Yeah. You want to see a video?
Yeah, show me the video.
Yeah. There's a video that I saved. And they are pushing... They just rubbed it. And it started pushing. Woo-hoo-hoo-hoo! Oh. That was cool.
Man, he's like, got saved.
The alien's in the room now. He just pushed it over.
Oh, that came off.
Let's see here.
Exciting shit. You find this video?
Yes.
Fucking, let's see it.
Let me get to the... There we go.
There you go.
Oh, booyah. So
it's just like static pushing...
Yeah, it pushes metal.
Metal away.
Yeah.
They're rubbing like yarn on a fucking balloon yeah. And then pushing a can away.
Yeah. With that and a bunch of other stuff that I've been reading,
yeah,
the entire field of the Bermuda Triangle is a static force field. It is causing the magnetic pin to spiral because it's trying to move away.
Sea monsters?
I probably.
Bermuda Triangle, all the shit that disappears. Static, is that how planes are disappearing?
Static also disrupts electronics. That's why you say if you build charge, make sure you deduct yourself before touching electronics.
So that's why I fucking all them planes going down.
Yeah.
There's all this.
It's an entire static field that is shutting down stuff and causing it.
That's crazy.
Yeah. So something is being charged down at the center at such a high rotation.
So we found out what causes it?
No, I'm not sure if anyone's come back with information. All I did was debunked the disturbances of the Bermuda Triangle. Now that we know it's a static field, we need to go in with technology.
Yeah, that's what I was wondering. No one's looked into that yet?
No.
Because
they think it's electromagnetic.
No one thinks that? There's no theories about that?
Not that I know of.
Shit, bro.
I think that they all...
Publish a theory or some shit.
I believe they only think it's electromagnetic disturbances. Which it technically is, because that's static, but it's not magnetic. It's not a magnet. It's not a magnet. A magnet is stationary in two positions. Static field is like a sun. It's moving. It's morphing.
What if there's like an ancient power at the bottom of the
fucking... Ancient or high tech?
Well, what about fucking this from the ancient civilizations that came before us?
Or one being right there the entire time, and we just keep fucking up.
A being? Like a
like they live right there, and that field is to stop us from going any further into whatever.
I don't know, dude. You gotta get it on a sub. Or, a well-designed submarine. Go check that out.
Or it's they use static energy to compress a field into space, so it's technically a point of teleportation. That could be also
what
the...
What if you fly through it and it takes you to that the would alien... Come, like, what if that's the alien portal? That's where
that would make
out.
Sense for Gilliger's... is it Gilliger's story or something like that? The guy that goes through the portal and... finds himself and he's really big and everyone else is like really tiny. Gulliver's? No, it's Gulliver?
Gulliver's.
Travel, yeah.
Travels. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah. He gets lost in the storm.
Yeah. I think there's been theories where there's sailors that gone in and like they come back and it's like a whole different like situation. What if it's.
Have there been stories that come back and they say they visited like a new world?
Something like that, yeah.
What? Huh. I'm gonna have to look at that.
There's been a lot of weird stuff around that, and it's always puzzled me as a child. But then also, I'm studying all this technology and stuff and advancements for our society, and then I just happen to study upon like this line of education, and then all of a sudden everything starts making sense.
Yeah, well, knowledge is key, man. Knowledge is key. Huh.
It's a way to clear up the eyeglass piece.
Allows you to see. It's that telescope, right, you know? Kind of like that little scope you would take as a kid and you would turn it and create different shapes. Oh, what were those called? Kaleidoscopes.
Kaleidoscopes, there you go.
Yeah, a kaleidoscope.
Yeah.
Hmm.
It's what it feels like. The more you learn, the more it keeps changing like that.
That's pretty cool. It's a cool way to look at it, man.
It's beautiful. It's amazing. It's a cool
way to look at it.
I just wish I could control the speed on how it goes.
If we could control our minds, like, to slow down when we want them to slow down, I would be able to go to sleep earlier.
Right? Take a longer nap?
For real.
The first thing, all of us take a nap.
Yeah, I wish we could, like, hibernate, like, once a month, like, the entire world just hibernated.
You know, I wonder if we'll have to do hibernation pods for space travel.
Well, yeah. Probably, like, to be able to, like, travel that many distances without aging.
I feel so bad for the first people that have to come out of the experiment if we've done it in our own country. Imagine if they if they get pulled out right now. And they're, like, from the 1920s or something.
Oh, they'd be like, what the heck has happened? What?
So we have to catch you up.
Oh, yeah.
Here are the files.
Bro, did you see Fall Out Boy came out with We Didn't Start the Fire, you know, the Billy Joel song? They did an updated version. So they did a version of it now. It's like from 1983 till 2023.
What do they say?
It's like all sorts of stuff. Oh, it's like war in Afghanistan, like Trump getting impeached, like the vaccines, like all that. It's all the news, like, stories that have been.
Do you want to know a funny story? COVID happened, and being that I'm me, yeah. I took 3 days and did a cross the internet search, right?
Okay.
Back in 2003, they were doing studies on alligators.
Mm.
And they found out that their plasma has a morphic type antibody. So the way that I found it was that, you know, in my...
What is that?
It means that their antibodies can adapt to various, like, harmful environments. That's why they survived in the Mississippi swamps and stuff, like crazy. Those environments can be so toxic to, like, there's a lot of different environments.
They've been alive
they've been alive the longest. Their ancestral line is even longer than the apes.
True. Alligators are still like dinosaurs.
My thought first when I heard about COVID, I was like, all right, what's the oldest species on this planet that's lived the longest, gone through the craziest?
Is it alligators that's lived the longest?
Dinosaurs was what I went
with. Oh, yeah.
What creature variants do we have that are still in the bloodline
and
deal with a hostile environment?
Right.
Right. Especially with a lot of diseases.
Okay. Continue.
And so I you know, in my mind, I was like, all right, maybe, the Mississippi swamps. Some of the swamps are so bad. The alligators are still living in it, and they're, like, really good at living in that stuff.
Yeah.
So I was like, all right, their blood, their plasma, which is almost closely related to ours, would actually work. Plasma is more
transferable. You're going to slice plasma human in alligators?
No. Their plasma is more transferable. Our plasma. We can
See, dude, you're going to turn into a giant alligator, dude, and go rampaging through the city. I'm going to be like, yo, that's my friend Charles.
You guys already morph when you get into water. You know how many hands prill?
Yeah.
Yeah, you morph into the creatures that can actually handle stuff underwater. You know why you prune?
Why?
So you can grab shit better.
Underwater?
Yeah, it gives you better fingerprints to grab stuff with, like suction cups.
Huh. I never thought of it like that.
But they don't work like suction cups.
No.
But it like works for you to grab stuff better underwater.
Huh. Thought it was like your skin fucking just like kind of like slowly dying.
Like going through like an osmosis process?
Sure.
Water or whatever matter is changing based upon difference in volume from other side.
Sure.
Oh, okay. Oh, just meaning that water gets sucked out, like pushed into you, because there's more water on the outside than there is than the inside, and so you absorb water, and those prints that you're getting are absorbed pockets of where water's filled itself into.
Huh. Interesting.
But
that's kind of like thinking about that, like, yeah, it's kind of creepy, like thinking of your skin just absorbing water and shit.
We still have no idea how our body works.
Oh, dude, our bodies are fucking incredible.
They're so cool.
They're so incredible. Fucking damn.
If we can start matching music notes to amino acid builds and genos, we'll be able to map track the entire DNA of our species and be able to figure out how to actually splice it better. Because our DNA works like a mixtape. You can't just pull out an amino acid build and then put a whole new one in just to try to fix the coding or whatever and expect it to work. You ever throw a trumpet midpoint of your mixtape? No. You gotta make sure.
No.
You gotta get the right tune, the right volume, the right depth, the right frequency.
That's crazy, man.
Yeah.
You make my brain hurt, but like in a good way. It's like good. It's like you know what you're talking about.
I got a fun one. It's called
I'll never be on that level, dude. I'm cool with having guys like you going like I'm gonna create something cool. I'll be like, I'll use what you create.
Perfect, cool, thank you. I appreciate you.
Yeah, I got you, man.
You're an awesome person. Thank you.
Your consumer over here.
My benefactor, actually.
Yep. There we go. That sounds cooler.
Without you, I would not be able to do this.
There you go. Without you guys listening, we wouldn't be able to do this.
If I didn't have any people on the planet and it was just me,
That's true.
That'd be my own lonely story. But since I have all of you on this planet, there's so much to do.
Hell yeah.
So technically, I benefit from having all of
you. Thanks for living, guys. Thanks for being alive here on planet Earth.
Every person's very valuable.
Hey, amen to that shit, dude. Well, I think fucking shit on that note, dude.
Everyone's $1 million.
Hell yeah. I think on that note, we'll fucking wrap up this episode. Everyone's $1 million and keep on living.
Keep it up, guys.
Keep on living. And fucking Charles, man, thanks for coming and being on. Hearing your brain work, it's made me go, like, dumb.
I'll be surprised if your viewers make it halfway through.
Whoa, you call my viewers dumb?
No, I'm just saying that it's a lot to take in. Everyone
that is true.
Anyone that I've talked to, I've over-repped it sometimes. I've been learning to
You're kinda taking in a lot, all at once it'll fry
it's
you.
It's how my brain works, it's how I speak.
Exactly, so I guess, probably more than half of these listeners were like me, and there's only a few guys like you that were like, oh, I get what he's saying completely. That makes sense. Quantum science shit.
No,
yes.
I'm saying that their brains might overload from too much information as well.
You're like a fucking Sheldon dude from like Big Bang Theory. Less robotic though. You're like more cool. Like you go out and have a bar, like a beer. Not a
I'm
bar.
A hype man too. I've been doing better at trying to be a hype man.
Okay, you make a good wingman, bro.
Oh heck yeah!
There you go.
Oh dude.
Alright, well, hey guys, thanks for fucking listening, dude. I appreciate you coming on, dude.
Thank you so much.
Words, man, words.
I appreciate
it. I hope, as always, you just keep on living your best life. Keep on chasing your happiness. Everyone's $1 million. Keep on living. Thank you for coming and living on planet Earth. And this was the Floating Island Podcast.